It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh boy, sorry about that. Had a bit of a hiccup with the local system. Specifically, I set everything up when I woke up this morning so that I could come over here in a hurry because it's the first day back after a long break. I thought, yeah, let's get it all prepared. Well, of course, once my computer went suspend mode, it lost my USB devices, so mix was broken, and my comm had disconnected, and just, in general, just a big bit of annoyance. But we're here now, so welcome. It is 1904 UTC, so we'll just go ahead and scoot our timer along there. Okay, so, welcome. It's January 5th, 2021. So, howdy. Thanks for being here. Hey, X1. Sorry about that. Alright, so let's get going. We got a bit of, well, it's mostly
world news.
We gotta get the world news going. So, let's do this. Where is Jack Ma? Chinese tycoon has not been seen since October. The Alibaba co-founder has fallen out of favor with Beijing, but observers cautious about drawing conclusions. Speculation is mounting over the whereabouts of Chinese billionaire Jack Ma, who's been seen or heard of for about 2 months, or for more than 2 months. The co-founder and chairman of the technology firm Alibaba has fallen out of favor with Chinese leadership. In late October, he stood alongside senior officials and delivered a blunt speech criticizing national regulators, reportedly infuriating China's President Xi Jinping. In the following months, regulators summoned Ma and other executives in for questioning and halted what would have been the world's biggest share offering of his company, Ant Group. They later launched anti-monopoly investigations into Alibaba and its key competitor, Tencent, and called Ant Group in for questioning. In late December, regulators ordered Ma to pare down his empire. Ma has not been heard from during the controversies. His last public appearance appears to have been at a live stream event on October 31st. Ma was replaced with another Alibaba executive and his photo removed from the website. He also didn't appear at this year's Shanghai Zhejiang Chamber of Commerce meeting, where he has delivered a speech every year since 2016. Bloomberg reported Ma had been warned in early December not to leave the country. A hashtag, Ma Yun, banned from leaving China, referring to Ma's Chinese name, was censored on Weibo, but his name was not publicly listed on a national database of public people subject to such bans. So, let's see. In 2018, Wu Xiaohui, who founded Anbang Insurance, was convicted of fraud and abuse of power, sentenced to 18 years in prison. In March, the property tycoon Ren Zhiqiang went missing after writing an essay critical of China's COVID response and appearing to call Xi a clown. In September, he was sentenced to 18 years in jail for corruption. Bill Bishop, the author of the Chinese-focused newsletter Sinocism, great pun there, because it's S-I-N-O, referring to like China, Sino, wrote that with Ma, the party has once again reminded all private entrepreneurs that no matter how rich and successful you are, it can pull the rug out from under your feet at any time. Shares in Alibaba on the Hong Kong Exchange fell 2.15% Monday. Aloha, welcome, Tobe. Yeah, so basically, this is kind of interesting. This came to us from The Guardian, but it's one of those things that kind of puts in perspective really what who holds the cards. It's like the government, your local government, your state, whatever country you're in, that government just lets you own stuff. It's like you don't actually, it's like they could just show up and take it from you. They have a military, they have police. So anyway, it was just a really big surprise to read this, because I thought he was pretty safe, seeing as how he wasn't like a pro-democracy guy. So yeah, anyway, yeah, I don't think I really want to see China, but as much shit as I talk about them, I don't think I'll ever be able to go. Alright, now here's something that, Let's keep on going. South Korea is sending delegation to Iran after it seized an oil tanker. We talked about this yesterday, but South Korea says it's going to send a delegation to Iran at the earliest possible date to try and negotiate the release of an oil tanker seized. Iran says the ship violated pollution rules, which its operators deny. Meanwhile, a South Korean warship with an anti-piracy unit has moved close to the Strait of Hormuz. The incident comes amid tensions over Iranian funds frozen in South Korean banks because of U.S. sanctions. A delegation will be dispatched to Iran at the earliest possible date to try and resolve the matter through bilateral negotiations. Foreign Ministry spokesman Chow Yung Sam told reporters, or Choi, a previously arranged visit to Iran by Vice Foreign Minister Choi Jung-kun will still go ahead early next week, he added. So we shall see what happened there. But I hope, wish them good luck. That would be, hopefully they can come to a diplomatic resolution there. Way to go, Tobe. Advertising. It's lockdown number 3 for England, at least 6 weeks at home. This morning I had a meeting with my Irish counterparts, and they were in lockdown since the end of December, and it's just awful. And I'm trying my best to be locked down, and it sucks. I want to go outside. All right, here we go. England is entering a third national lockdown that will last at least 6 weeks as authorities struggle to stem a surge in COVID-19 infections that threaten to overwhelm hospitals around the UK. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's announced a tough new stay-at-home order for England that takes effect at midnight Tuesday and won't be reviewed until at least mid-February. Few in England expect any relief until after the traditional late February school break. Scottish leader Nicola Sturgeon also imposed a lockdown that began Tuesday. And oh man, if you haven't, the Scottish leader Nicola Sturgeon, if you can hear, I would definitely suggest that you go to YouTube and look up her her speech about this lockdown, because it's great. She curses, she's loud, she's yelling, it's pretty good. But anyway, I'll just leave you to go and find that yourself. I didn't download the audio from that. Anyway, yeah, it's going to be 3 weeks. I got this story off of the AP, but it's reported on all the major sites. It's big news. Oh, so here we go. Let's go to France 24, or AFP, as they sometimes are called. 10 suspects to face trial in a deadly 2016 Brussels bombings case. 10 suspects will go to trial over the 2016 Brussels bombings, Belgium's worst peacetime atrocity, left 32 dead, according to a court source. The suspects include a Frenchman charged in the deadly November 2015 Paris attacks, Salah Abdeslam, a 31-year-old French jihadist charged in the previous year's Paris gun and bomb attacks, is among the accused. The 10 defendants will be tried in front of a jury in the second half of 2022, after the separate French trial wraps up. In March 2016, suicide bombers targeted crowds in Brussels airport and a city center metro station near the EU headquarter building. So, very sad indeed. Welcome, Publius. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry, I'm saying so much today. The trial will be a huge undertaking. The former NATO headquarters on the outskirts of Brussels has been refurbished to become a high-security courthouse. Federal anti-terror prosecutors had asked for 8 of 13 suspects to stand trial, but a panel of judges meeting in closed session sent 10. 3 suspects were cleared because of insufficient evidence, prosecution spokesman Eric Van Duys said. So, we shall see what happens. The courtroom sketch made on February 5th, 2018, is interesting because, let me see if I can get this into comm. Defertilizer. Com is fun sometimes. Alright, let's put this in here. And then the title is going to be Artist Sketch Feb 2018. I found this sketch to be rather interesting because it's only partially colored, and the people that aren't colored in, it looks like they're wearing like ski masks. I'm not sure if they were intentionally wearing ski masks or what. But I found it interesting. So anyway, there you go. Let's go back to China for a second. Oh, what do you know? Chinese authorities have threatened to end the careers of two lawyers who assisted 12 activists who tried to flee Hong Kong for Taiwan last August, 10 of whom were given jail terms by a Chinese court last week. Ren Kuan Yu, who also represented the Wuhan citizen journalist Zhang Zan and Liu Siwei, received notices from local departments of justice on Monday that authorities intended to revoke their licenses and they had 3 days to arrange for a defense hearing. Accusing each of violating regulations, the authorities cited Ren's handling of a 2018 case relating to Falun Gong practitioners and said Liu had made improper remarks on the internet. The lawyers believe they are being targeted for their recent work. Gotta get a gamma. So, let's see, what else do we got? I'm just seeing, sometimes these stories, they go on for a bit, but the bits are get lost. Last week, two minors in a group were returned to Hong Kong custody as the other 10 were sentenced to jail terms between 7 months and 3 years. The China Human Rights Lawyers Concern Group called for an immediate reversal of the planned revocations. In the process of advancing the rule of law, human rights lawyers speak for the grassroots of society, and the cases they represent are in line with moral and legal principles, but they often become targets of retaliation by official departments. So, good luck there. They're talking about enjoying yellow cake in calm, and it's funny to me. Or I guess they're talking about plutonium. Let's go to Africa. Central African Republic President Touadera is reelected. Central Africa Republic President Faustin Archange Touadera has won 5 more years in power by securing more than 53% of votes in an election that was marred by violence, according to provisional results announced on Monday. The Electoral Commission declared Touadera the winner of the December 27th election, saying he had secured enough votes in the first round to make a second round runoff unnecessary in the gold and diamond producing country. Touadera, 63, struggled to wrest control of vast swaths of the country from armed militias since first winning power in 2016, 3 years after former President Francois Bozizé was ousted by another rebellion. The presidential election went ahead despite an offensive by rebel groups who tried to disrupt the vote. We remember we talked about this a while back, and they decided, we'll have a ceasefire to let people vote. So I thought that was kind of interesting. A lot of this stuff, just as a side, I think a lot of the news in Africa is very interesting because it's they've got all these resources and they're being actively exploited by people by the the West and the East, and it's like they're trying their best. They're trying their best, and so it's just anyway, I find it interesting because in a few years and maybe in the next generation or so, they're going to be really, really awesome. AGK is in the comm, and he is volunteering an article explaining, giving us a follow-up on what happened with Assange. So, let's see. Who is this guy? Oh, okay, he has it there. Let's see. Sorry, I just always like to check before I start going down a rabbit hole. Okay. All right. So this is a blog post from Craig Murray, coming to us by way of AGK, Anna. Sorry, misgendered. And let's see what we've got here. Let's go ahead and get the blog post up. I just wanted to make sure this guy wasn't like someone off the edge there. It is a bit longer, but let's see what the main thing is here. We'll read the first bit, and then I'll put a link. I fully expect that Julian will be released on bail this week, pending a possible U.S. appeal against the blocking of his extradition. There was discussion of when and how to make the bail application on Monday, after Magistrate Vanessa Bereister announced her decision not to grant extradition, as it would be oppressive on health and welfare grounds. Lead defense QC, not sure what QC stands for, Edward Fitzgerald, was prepared to make an immediate application for release on bail, but was strongly steered by Bereister towards waiting a couple of days until he could have the full bail application ready in good order with all the supporting documentation. I had the strong impression that Bereister was minded to grant bail and wanted the decision to be fireproof. I have spoken to two others who were in court who formed the same impression. Indeed, in the past, she has more than once indicated that she will reject a bail application before one has been made. I can think of no reason why she would steer Fitzgerald so strongly to delay the application if there were not a very strong chance she would grant it. So, we'll see how that goes. Oh, wow. Thanks. AGK reports that Craig Murray was the only person in the public gallery during the trial. And the Inga Project has been waiting for 60 years. I don't know what that is. All right. So this is very interesting. It was asked yesterday if there's some way to have a textual representation of the show. So I'll go ahead and add this to, I've got a one tab link, and I'll just go ahead and add that to that so that it'll be all together. And then you can read it. I'll post it on Mastodon. Let me go here. I've got a bookmark it. Put it in news to me. This is the slow plod of me migrating my bookmarks. Other bookmarks. I've got too many. There it is. Bookmarks menu. January 5th, that sounds like today. Okay, boom. All right, save. All right, I'll have that on Mastodon in a minute. All right, so we'll see what happens with that. All right, well, we've got about 10 minutes to go. So, as always, I always want to try and play a song, or at least a little bit of a song, something. So, that's what we're going to do. But what could we listen to? What possibly would be good or helpful or whatever? Well, there's always something going on. But today, we're going to go back to the 90s. And we're going to go ahead and listen to a song called Rivers of Babylon. And you'll never guess, it's from Sublime.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
By the rivers of Babylon, where he sat down, and where he went, when he remembered Zion. Away captivity, requiring from us a song. How can we sing King Alpha's song in a strange land? So let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. Sinking off a song in a strange land.
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
All right. Welcome, welcome. All right. Hey, let's see what we got here. So let's get on here. Oh, neato. Let's see, what do we see? Da, 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 da. Ah. So anyway, sorry, reading comm. Comm's a big fun place to be. If you'd like to join in, it's active all day during radio shows, or people are in there during the shows. I'll be doing live shows as much as I can. I think Fridays are going to have to start being recorded again. But other than that, I think I'll be able to do a live show Monday through Thursday. But the show airs Monday through Friday. Of course, the Dubious Goals Committee comes on at 19:30 UTC on time, every time. And that's every day, Monday through Monday. So definitely something to check out. All right, so let's get that over with. Let's go into here. How do I do this? We go here, here. Sorry, I'm just changing. Here we go. We are here. I'm just updating my one tab page now so that, boom, perfect. And then we go share. All right, perfect. Sorry, what I was doing was I was updating my one tab page so that I can have proper links to share, so that if you want to read or hear more about these stories, you can go to the sources. So I'm just going to go ahead here, news to me, with the number 2 as the hashtag, links from today's show, January 5th, 2021. All right, boom. That'll be on Mastodon if you look for news to me, or if you just search for me, MNW at tilly.zone. All right, let's keep on keeping on. What could it be?
Is it time for tech news?
It sure is. Check this out. Swedish bankers are facing an identity crisis over digital currency plans. Oh boy, ready kilowatt. Ready, go. A new way to pay is causing existential angst among Swedish bankers who worry that the e-krona, an electronic equivalent of Sweden's currency, could cost them their deposit base. Sweden launched a review into the e-krona's feasibility in December after a pilot program at the central bank making the Nordic country a litmus test for digital currencies. The Riksbank wants making payments in e-krona to be as easy as sending a text, but bankers in Stockholm say this would radically change the dynamic of the banking system. Like a banknote or coin, the holder of an e-krona has a direct claim on the central bank, effectively bypassing commercial banks where most state-backed money is held. A rational household will hold its money with Riksbank, Masi Yazdi, chief financial officer of Sweden's largest corporate bank, SEB, Sierra Echo Bravo, told Reuters, adding that a central bank offers better interest rates and protection. As people use less physical cash and alternative currencies such as Bitcoin gain ground, many currencies around the globe are looking at issuing their own central bank digital currencies. The Bahamas launched the world's first central bank digital currency, called a CBDC, Charlie Bravo Delta Charlie, in October, and China is expected to have a digital yuan within 2 years. Sweden, the least cash-dependent economy in the world, is leading the way among Western countries, and the government is due to reach a decision by November 2022 in the pursuit to whether to pursue the e-krona. For a graphic on central bank and digital currencies across the world, they have a graphic, and it shows that one country in South America and one country in Africa have canceled plans, and most of the world, Australia, Chile, the U.S., Russia, Czechoslovakia, these all are in the research phase. China's in a pilot phase. And Brazil and Canada show up as in being in development. So in South Africa. And what is that? That's France, Portugal, Spain. Yeah, France. And then France over there, they're in development phase too. So anyway, it's pretty neat. I talked too much about that. And now we've only got about 2 minutes to go. Oh no, what are we going to do? Well, like I said, you can find all the list of the stories on Mastodon. But here are the remaining headlines. Iran is rebuking European criticism of uranium enrichment. Amid international rebuke, Iran says its uranium enrichment steps are reversible and for peaceful purposes only. And deadly flash floods are tearing through Bolivia's Sucre City, or Sucre, S-U-C-R-E. Flash floods have killed at least 4 people in the Bolivian city of Sucre, police say, following a heavy hailstorm which lasted about half an hour. Some of the city's steep streets became fast-flowing rivers. Water rushed down the streets, dragging along cars, buses, and market stalls. The worst affected area was around the city's largest farmers market, where drains were blocked by rubbish, making the flooding even worse. Good news, a dog's been found alive and raises hopes in that deadly Norway landslide. We've been talking about it for a little while. Oh, Sucre. Asuka! That's a fun song. A small dog was found alive in the rubble of the deadly landslide that swept away homes in a Norwegian village, raising hopes for rescuers who are still searching for 3 missing people. 7 others have died. The dog was found late Monday in good condition in an area where rescuers have been working, said police spokesman Ivar Mirbo. It's a joy for us to give motivation to work further work harder, said rescuer Goran Siversen. And Foxconn's going to be making electric SUVs with Byton. Apple assembler Foxconn in the Nanjing Economic and Technological Development Zone. Well, that's about it. Happy to see you. There are 2, 4, 5 stories I didn't get to.
Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.
Aw, yeah. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, hopefully on time. But yeah, tune in to Tobe.